Bill Adams from the Environmental Protection Agency says between $20 and $30 million would be spent this spring and summer on new and ongoing projects. Many are focused on the populated areas of Kellogg, Wallace, and some of the nearby towns. There are still yards that have contaminated soil that must be hauled away and replaced with clean fill dirt. There are buildings that still need cleaning, and there are projects where the goal is to protect newly cleaned areas from being recontaminated. Engineers are doing design work for a new treatment plant in Kellogg, where wastewater from the mines will be routed. Construction on that is due to begin next year. It's expected to keep huge amounts of contaminated water from reaching rivers. Adams says the federal and state cleanup work has motivated local communities to take on their own infrastructure projects, such as installing sewers and sidewalks.
And there's more pride in the community. They can see that the work has, made a huge improvement in the community. The hillsides were bare at that point in time, and they've all been revegetated, and roads have been paved, and we've remediated over 7,000 properties.
Adams expects much of the work in towns such as Kellogg to be done in 2 or 3 years, and much of the focus turned to cleaning up the hills above the valley. Work is also being done downstream in the Coeur d'Alene Basin to find contaminated areas and make them safer for wildlife and people. In addition, as the health of children who were once exposed to lead has improved, authorities look to expand their blood lead testing programs. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Coeur d'Alene.